Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors pledged $15,000 in financial support for park renovations at its Tuesday, June 10th meeting, according to the Lamar Sentinel. The board was approached a week ago with a request for $50,000 from the Lamar's Betterment Foundation. For more information, you can go to northwestiowa.com. Iowa tourism officials estimate there are about 2,500 miles of paved bicycle trails in the state, and a new stretch of trail in northwest Iowa is adding to that tally. The trail runs from Spencer through Clay County and the city of Fostoria and the Dickinson County line. Clay County Supervisor Barry Anderson was at Monday's ribbon cutting.
There's things that we can do as supervisors to help with the quality of life in Clay County. Bike trail, some people may not think that that's a big part, but it brings people together. Healthier society is good for anybody. So it was just a good project that the supervisors could get behind.
Brian Schmidt was the engineer on both phases of the trail. Phase one started in Spencer and, for the most part, was built within a railroad right-of-way. He says construction on the second phase was a bit more challenging.
And that included 2.2 miles of new trail and also 0.9 miles of on-street trail on the old frontage road in Fostoria. That project involved a lot more cooperation with the DOT, and it was challenging. We went through quite a few revisions in the design just to try to make it fit, but overall, we're real happy with the results.
Kathy Fustin of Spencer has been pushing to expand the trail system in northwest Iowa to ultimately connect to trails that reach Des Moines. Monday night's event was an emotional moment for her.
Literally, I did almost cry. It's been a lot of years. So we're so forever thankful we can finally cut the ribbon and have it open.
Fustin says the newly opened trail out of Spencer to Dickinson County is safer for bicyclists than city streets and stretches of rural highway.
I have seen so many people on bikes that probably haven't been on a bike in 20, 30 years that feel safe on the trail to ride it and to get their bike out of the garage and go.
A proposed 4-mile segment from Fostoria to Milford and an 11-mile stretch from Sac City to Lakeview would complete the Iowa Great Lakes project. The Board of Regents discussed the search for a new Iowa State University president during their meeting on Tuesday with a member of the Washington, D.C. research firm they've hired. Rod Davis of AGB Search discussed a variety of topics, including finding someone outside the academic community.
What the search committee has to do is to not kind of get closed into only looking for people that have come through the academic ranks. And oftentimes we have to remind folks on the search committee that don't focus on where people have been, but focus on the qualities that they're going to bring to you.
Davis says if there is a good profile of the candidate for the job, it will guide the search committee in finding the right person.
Let me assure you, there are many non-traditional folks that are out there that we think have a skill set that could be helpful to institutions like Iowa State. But the search committee has to be willing to kind of, first of all, talk with those folks and move them forward.
AGB would be paid a fee equal to 25% of the annual base salary contract for the first year of the new president, plus expenses. The Board of Regents has appointed a search committee to work with the research firm. The only other information discussed was that the names of the candidates will be kept confidential until the finalists are named. The search will replace current ISU president Wendy Winterstein, who is retiring. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley will chair a Judiciary Committee hearing today to study the privacy and potential national security issues surrounding the bankruptcy of 23andMe. Many thousands of Iowans are among the 15 million customers of the genetic testing company, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March. Iowa is not among the 24 states that filed suit on Monday to block the sale of personal genetic information in the company's massive database. Grassley says it remains unclear what Iowa customers of 23andMe should do. There is fear that if the testing revealed a person's genetic health issues, they could face higher health insurance premiums or even be rejected for coverage. That's a look at KLAM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.